You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Our thanks to Jim Eichenhoff, Pelicans.com, October 3rd. Pelicans.com. New Orleans Pelicans announced the broadcast schedule. I said 12.
You did.
When the schedule came out, 13 national televised broadcasts of the 82 games. And Jim just reminded me, one did get bumped from TNT, and it was the Bucks game. Bucks Pels in March got moved off of TNT, so it was 12.
Look at you.
That's, trust me, it's very rare I'm that right. It's very rare. I am saying 20. So, okay, so they said 13 based off of one round and a win, right?
Correct.
Now, this isn't a playoff team, though.
No.
But you have Zion.
I agree.
Does Zion alone equal a second-round team? Second-round team got 13 on the schedule last year.
No. I think he'll promote lots of interest, but I also think the idea that AD will be shipped out kind of diminishes it. I think if you have Zion, AD, and Drew, well, that's your big three. You have cap space.
Sure, right.
That's 20 for sure.
Okay.
And they have cap space. So with that being said, you got Zion, Drew, AD. That's must see.
See here, I think regardless, okay, and I'm trying to think too, if we can go back one way and look at LeBron's first year with Cleveland.
Yeah.
I felt like Cleveland was on TV a lot.
They were.
So, and here's the other thing. Again, I'm old and horrible memorized. Did he make the playoffs his first year?
No. He did not.
Okay.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, I think he missed the first three seasons.
First three seasons, no playoffs.
I could be wrong about that. I think he missed the first three seasons, and the fourth season he took him to
the
NBA Finals.
What about Seattle OKC?
With Kevin Durant?
With Durant, Harden, and Westbrook. How long did it take them to
OKC? Oh, goodness. That's a good question.
I need to look this up.
I think second year.
Second year? Because that's my thing. I just wonder, how far removed do you think this team can be from an eighth spot?
I think they can compete next year for the eighth spot. But.
Because 4 years, LeBron, Lee?
It took 4 years, yeah, because they were on ESPN. They did a graphic.
Okay.
Showing how long it takes to become
okay.
a playoff team.
So you're saying it takes
4 years. So his first, he missed the first three. And
I don't think it'll
year,
take the Pelicans 4 years for Zion
so.
To get in the postseason.
I think next year they'll fight for the eighth seed, depending on who else is with the team. I think the following year the Pelicans will be a playoff team, and it won't go away for a while.
Again, a lot of it depends on the direction you go.
Yeah, no question.
Do you go with a young haul, okay, with talent, and then it's going to be 2-3 years. Or, but I still don't think that,
I don't think
he's going to be that good. Or if you go with the Celtics sort of type move, Clippers. Look, I'm going to tell you what. You get some of those young bucks from the Clippers.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't this team push for an eighth spot
no
next
question.
Year?
No question.
I mean, I'm just being honest. Drew's a good player. You got two or three kids from the Clippers teams that were in the playoffs this year that led that team to the playoffs, and then you throw in Zion. Why wouldn't the Pels be competing?
Denver was the number two seed, and Denver doesn't have, you know, outside of one player that you can name that's really, you know.
I don't think the Pels aren't going to be the Suns, I think, next year.
No chance.
I mean, Sacramento made a little move.
Sacramento, Brooklyn, you know, these are
and
young
they don't
teams
have
that,
anybody nearly as dynamic.
No.
As some of the guys that, again, you may be able to get if you move AD. Which is why, again, I'm not saying I'm wishing for this or I'm wishing for that. Let's just start over. I'm kind of leaning into bring in as much assets as possible. Bring in some young talent. Bring in some things that people don't also remember this. You can then move those talents and move those
later
assets
on.
Later on as well for additional things. So there's a lot you can do, what have you. So
just give me Zion.
Just give me Zion.
I have Zion. I have Drew. That's good enough for me.
I got
right
you.
There.
All right, let's get back over to the football field quickly, but we'll take your phone calls, 800-998-1003, if you want to chime in and give your takes here as well. But I do want to get a lot of this Sean Payton sound. You heard he said Larry Warford dealing with some injuries here and there. It's just working his way slowly. Nick Easton was at guard. Cameron Tom was at center when you saw the opening unit there. Teddy Bridgewater. Again, he's the second string, obviously. Thoughts on him, Coach?
Yeah, listen, he's quick study. I mean, he knows what we're doing and how to get through progressions and understanding of what we're trying to do offensively.
One thing I wrote in my observations, Brian, this was on 7-on-7, okay? So this is, obviously quarterback, running back, receivers versus defensive backs and linebackers. Mm-hmm. Nothing out of the ordinary in the linebackers there. It's Bell, it's Williams. You saw Klein, DeMario Davis,
Anzalone,
PJ Williams, and Eli Apple.
Okay,
so that's your seven defensive backs.
Went down.
And then on the offensive side, there was one play that I found interesting. I'm asking you, 'cause y'all, again, y'all have better memories than me. How many times did Taysom Hill line up in the backfield and the Saints threw to him?
That'd be very little. I believe zero, if I'm not mistaken.
Saw that today.
Oh, yeah. I saw something where Taysom Hill has said he's working now as a receiver, as a slot receiver.
Yes. So he lined up, I would say, almost like a wing back.
Yeah.
Out there in the – I wouldn't even call it the slot. It's behind and between tackle and guard.
Yeah, wing back.
But pretty much right on the line.
Yeah.
But just off. And – Breeze snap. Taysom literally went 2-3 yards, looked left, ball was delivered to him. Giving him a little bit of a head start, but out there in space instead of direct. I wonder if you're going to see a lot more of that this year, whereas last year was direct snaps in which he ran. What's wrong? Why are you tearing?
I need a minute.
You need a minute?
I need a minute. Is there anything Taysom Hill can't do? He's a true saint. We love you, Taysom.
Let me add this element to it as well. I love me some LeJoan Humphrey.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He did get, again, it could have been just rotations of receivers, but he did get a play or two and including a pass or two. With number 9 at quarterback.
I want to know this from you.
Since now, he did on one play run the route to clear out space for Michael Thomas coming underneath.
Okay.
Thomas was in the slot. Humphrey on the outside. He just took off running down the sideline, took his man deep, opened up the underneath for Thomas, and Breeze hit him immediately. But again, that it's one of those things that you're going to see. You're going to see, I think, and you heard Breeze say it last week, the evolvement. Okay, the evolvement of little things, and Bree said it last week, that they hadn't tried or things to tinker. People know what the Saints are doing.
Yes, they've studied it.
So how do we get Michael Thomas the ball? How do we get the ball to Taysom Hill when people are expecting them to get it and expecting them to get it in certain ways already?
Correct. The jet sweeps, if you have Taysom in, maybe the direct snap, the wildcat type things. Yeah, but now you add the element of him being a receiver.
Right, because
now he's a new threat.
If Hill was in the backfield with Breeze would be out to the receiver position.
Correct.
I'm trying to think of how many situations I saw where Breeze actually took the snap with Taysom Hill in the backfield, and he didn't go to Taysom.
That's a very good question. I'm going to text somebody who I'm pretty sure has that information.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think I know somebody that has that information.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to think of how many times, where Taysom lined up and it's basically Kamara or Ingram or anybody else you're just dumping it off to.
Correct. I think
I can't remember very many plays that happened. Right.
Yeah.
And look, I just think you're sort of see little tidbits of that. But again, that's kind of one of the things I wanted to point that out from head coach Sean Payton there as well. Do you? You have that? Okay.
Hot dogs, yeah. Get your hot dogs.
He's a vendor too, huh?
I mean, there's nothing that he doesn't
nothing
do.
Nothing he can't do. Sean Payton was asked, how many offensive play calls do you do?
That's a good question. Look, there'll be variations we'll try. There'll be some off-season projects, not just offensively, defensively we'll look at. You know, you might tweak some things in the gun and do a few things maybe you didn't a year ago. There's some core principles to what we're doing offensively that we believe in, and yet, you know, we're never shy of playing around with a new idea or new thought if we think it, you know, really fits what our personnel is. So to put a number on it would be difficult, you know, because you're just looking at a play, you know, call it, you know, a dozen, 15 new thoughts maybe that you get in the book, you get a look at, and then you get a chance to see how we execute. Maybe not quite as much defensively, but, you know, you do your research during the off season. You study other teams, not just pro. You study the college film and try to stay up to date.
Did I play the Taysom bite? I don't remember. Okay, I think I just started talking about Taysom Hill. Okay, this is Sean Payton saying he's going to be much more involved this year.
Yeah, look, he gives us obviously position flexibility. I'm not talking about special teams, but you know, he trains and works and meets with quarterbacks, and that's the position we see him in. And yet, he's a good enough athlete where he can kind of come in and play a third receiver or F position. He's a good blocker. He's pretty sharp relative to just playing the game. He's a good football player. So, you know, we'll expand. Today, Alvin, you know, he's got a stomach bug, and so he's not taking Alvin's plays relative to the halfback, but, you know, in a pony package, he might take a few of those things. So he has that versatility, and, you know, aside from being involved in the offense as a quarterback on any given play, you know, he really helped us last year in that third receiver or second tight end mode.
Okay, so first off, Jordan, next time you hear a coach mention a key player as to why he's out, feel free to text me that. I would have loved to know he had a stomach bug, but no, that's good. Nothing injury-wise with him, because you know right now, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah,
okay, he's good. So that's good. Get better, Alvin, get better.
Pepto, brother, Pepto.
Basically, I just heard Sean Payton just say, basically, if you do have a stomach bug or something, don't worry about it. We can put Taysom Hill in it. I heard tight end. I heard receiver. I heard quarterback. I heard halfback, tailback. I heard basically we haven't found a spot that we can't put him in.
You remember the old joke, who's on first? That's Taysom Hill right now. I mean, the guy is everywhere. And for me, it makes me remember, and I keep saying this over and over and over and over, the 2011 offense. It was almost unstoppable, and this is the blueprint that we saw going in because Darren Sproles was, you know, Taysom Hill, and then you had Pierre Thomas, and you had, you know, guys that, you know, could be the physical. The receiving core, Mike Thomas reminds me a lot of Marcus Colston in that role. Jimmy Graham role would be filled by Jared Cook. So, I mean, it's this offense that we saw in 2011, this is the reboot of it, and now you have guys like Taysom Hill, which is the wrinkles that Sean Payton was talking about. I would love to see a defense week one in the Houston Texans line up, and Taysom Hill is lined up out wide. What do you do with that if Taysom Hill is out wide, Jared Cook is in the slot, and you have Michael Thomas on the outside? You don't have corners that can stop that, especially with Elvin Kamara in the backfield. Good luck.
If people could just look at your face right now, you're in heaven. In heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is beyond, I mean, think of whatever it is your happy place would be.
Uh-huh.
That's me times 10 right now.
I mean, you got Zion?
Yes!
You got an offense?
Yes!
That's basically a circus?
I haven't even gotten to Cam Jordan in the defense yet.
You haven't even got to the
face
defense.
Of the franchise, yeah. Cam Jordan, by the way.
One of the other things that I think you and I agreed on and talked about when free agency happened and took place, and look, I can't think of another transformation, honestly, in the Payton era. That represents a biggest change than Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
In that, not only how he was viewed, but how he acted.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, when he first got here, the temper tantrums, slamming his helmet because he didn't get the call on the sidelines, and all of that, to being a big brother on a player that is better than him.
Correct.
And Alvin Kamara, and willingly shared the spotlight, yet got his at the same time, I think absolutely helped Alvin Kamara grow and have the season that he had.
No doubt about it.
So that's remarkable in and of its own. But it was interesting that Saints fans start, Saints aren't a playoff team now because he's not on it. And I'm not saying they're undersold Latavius Murray, but I think it's you're used to what he can do and you're used to who he is, and there's always that fear factor. You always say your famous phrase here, don't let facts get in the way.
Yeah.
You look at the last handful of games that he was with the Saints, never rushed over 100 yards. It's not like he's going to receive for 100 yards. It's 12 to 15 touches a game. And I don't mean that as a down thing to him. I'm talking about, to your point, there's only so many touches that can go around this one football.
Yeah.
Okay? You just went through the entire offense just now, right? So, Latavius Murray, Gus Kattenflew, whatever the next back's name that's not going to be named Alvin Kamara, he's not going to get but 6 to 10, 12 touches.
If he's lucky.
Tops.
If he's lucky.
Tops, right? And my point that I kept making is if that's then going to happen, I'm going to take my chances with 6'3", 230. Because Latavius Murray, for the second straight Thursday, there was a play again. I think Breeze wanted to go elsewhere. Defense did well. Checked it off the 28. Good luck.
You're not going to want to tackle that guy.
Jordan was to my left, and I said, dude, who's tackling that guy with one arm? I mean, he's bigger than half the Saints' defensive backs. I'm just saying, like, you can see it on the field. The white jersey towered when he was running back to the huddle. And after he ran down the field, catching it in the flat, he looks like he had smooth hands. I mean, I hadn't seen him drop a ball just yet. Now, granted, it's not being contacted.
Correct.
But again, in this offense, Cook's clear in space. Thomas is clear in space. I'm going to say 90% of the time Latavius Murray catches the ball out the backfield, there's not going to be anybody around him.
No question. And here's another thing.
So he's just got to catch it, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
it's not going to be many
it, don't trip
catches
over your
feet. It in traffic.
Yeah.
And then you got 6'3", 230 with the head of steam on 3rd and 5. I think he can get 6 yards.
Yeah, you're not going
when
to
the ball
that,
goes 4 yards in the air. You get what I'm getting at? I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised with what they see from Latavius Murray in the passing game.
Have you paid attention to the Minnesota Vikings? They had the 29th ranked offensive line. And Latavius Murray put up the same numbers as Mark Ingram. They're almost virtually identical.
All right, this is
what he's going to do with the Saints offense.
When we come back, I'll play what Latavius Murray says. There's a lot of similarities to what he's been used to and everything. Again, I can only go on what I see by 45 to 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So I you can see on my sheet of paper, I just have a handful of things jotted down because that's what stands out, what
correct.
Pops out. Latavius Murray standing out. When we get back, we'll switch to the other side of the ball because Brian. In two OTAs, I gotta be honest with you.
Your man crush is growing, hasn't it?
There's one player that is it's standing out to me.
I'm gonna ask you who you have a bigger man crush on when we get back.
Yeah, you need to help me temper my enthusiasm.
Now I'm probably gonna throw gasoline on it.
Okay, Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Have a know-how.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. All right, so we switch on over to the defensive side of things in a quick sec. First, here's Latavius Murray on the offense being similar to what he was used to over in Minnesota.
I definitely think it's similarities. I think this playbook is probably, I could say, maybe a little more open book as far as the amount of things that we can do. I'm sure the game planning that goes in, especially when you got a quarterback like we do. I don't think anything's off limits in at any position. I'm seeing just the playmakers that we have. So I would say, you know, a lot of similarities, but we have a lot of weapons and obviously a quarterback that.
Did you get two out to Latavius Murray? Because he sounds about as excited as you are. Who do you think's more excited, you or Drew Brees?
Drew. But it's not a wide margin. Not a wide margin.
Because the way you're talking, it kind of reminds me. Oh, by the way, did you know that CAA?
Yeah, got Zion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've been on that one.
Tom Condon. You know who he works with?
Yeah, he works with Drew Brees.
CAA.
Yeah.
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 So I'm just, for Pels fans to just know that the same agency also has Tom Condon.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees.
Great choice.
So, again, probably a smart thing as David Webb brought up in our number one saying, look, you know, already – used to working with that agency and mm-hmm. that company. All right, so that works. Latavius Murray, what can he bring to the table?
Yeah, well, I'm a downhill runner. And I think, you know, as you know, you're going to see Alvin, you know, split out and doing a lot of things out of the backfield. And not say that I can't do those things or I won't. Right now, everybody's learning everything. And I need to know those things. But, you know, knowing what I do, and that's, you know, between tackles, downhill, you know, scoring when I'm down there, getting tough yards, protecting the quarterback, you know, those are the things that I pride myself in, and those are the things that I've done well. And so in order for me to stay around and be successful, I know I got to continue to do those things well and get better at the rest of the things as I go.
What's it been like working with Alvin Kamara?
It's been good. He's a very, very hard worker. Obviously a special, you know, a special talent, you know, great guy. And so it's been, you know, fun working with him, getting to know him, and just kind of going out there and, you know, working together.
As for what he's learned from AK so far?
Nah, you know, you just, you know, when you don't know a person, you're on the other sideline from a person, you're not sure. You know, what kind of personality they have, you know, what kind of player he is. But for him to have a, you know, great personality and to fit the kind of player he is and for those two to go hand in hand, I think that's special. I think it's very rare for you to find guys of his caliber and his style of play, but to be humble and go out there and, you know, and have a good mindset and outlook on, you know, football and things outside of football. So I think that's been cool to see and getting that.
All right, so there you go. That's what he had to say a little bit about it. But you can hear that excitement level. He knows that it's going to be a part and a tool that he can sort of be. But it goes to kind of show you, and again, it's kind of what we can see. I jotted over here on my left because you heard him kept referencing Drew Brees.
Correct.
So my left over here, I have scribble scratch. Brees was sharp. Nothing else underneath that because – anytime Brees wasn't the quarterback, the defense tended to make more plays. I'm trying to think of, there was one pass that Drew Brees underthrew and he yelled and shouted when happy was, ball fell at the 1 yard line. Cyril Grayson was in the end zone. It was tightly covered, but the ball was 4 or 5 yards short. I don't remember many other incompletions, if any, from nine. He actually threw one ball that I was sure was an interception. Aaron Glenn jumped all over, and I can't think of the DB's name. It's, I want to say it might have been PJ.
I know who it wasn't.
But, the catch was made by Traquan Smith. It was a comeback route. So it was an out and then comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And when Drew threw it and the DB and Smith broke outside to start coming back. I mean,
ball's already
there. The black jersey was in front of Tre'Quan Smith.
Yeah.
It should have been an in. I mean, he had the break.
Yeah.
I don't know what Drew did. I don't know if he put English on it, but it just was out of his reach and perfectly into the hands of Tre'Quan Smith, just where he can put his 2 feet inside the sideline, first down, because it was third down plays. Yeah. And I looked at Jordan, I'm like, how did he get that ball in there? Again, it was tight cut, but I think that's what you heard from Latavius Murray just now. The giddiness of, dude, who's stopping us? I mean, because he's just looking at it as, and it goes to your point.
2011 offensive reboot.
And it's to the other point that if you're Cameron Meredith right now, you know, I'm not extra valuing my meals right now. I need to save every nickel because
you might want to be renting right now.
They won't need, as I think in years past, 4, 5, 6 receivers and, you know, who's the 5 receiver? Who's the 4 receivers? Right now, you got Thomas.
Yes.
You got Ginn.
Yes.
You got Cook.
Yes.
Those are your 3 top pass catchers.
Correct.
Period. End of story.
If you want to add a 4th, you've got a Kamara who's going to be a top pass catcher as well.
He can catch passes.
Correct.
Okay. If you want to throw in right now, I would probably say, okay, Kirkwood has got a shot to go do that. Tre'Quan Smith is probably above them, you know. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm Cameron Meredith.
Oh, you're down the chart.
I'm just looking at what I'm seeing on the field.
Yeah.
I don't need Cyril Grayson's pushing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and again, I don't know where some of the other receivers are going to be able to do and stuff, but it's something to kind of look at it from that perspective. But Latavius Murray, I don't want to keep using the phrase undersold, but don't you get the sense and feeling from whether it's Malcolm Brown, whether it's Mario Edwards, whether it's Jared Cook, whether it's all these other free agents.
He's the one.
No one ever
about.
Really talks about him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, I really think you're going to like him.
Here's the thing that kind of throws me. For Latavius Murray, it has to be hard to come in and basically fill in for Mark Ingram because of everything that Mark Ingram meant off the field. You know, the relationship you spoke about with him and Kamara is the idea of, you know, the Saints culture. And now he's not a guy that's been a part of that. Malcolm Brown said, you know, distinctly, I wanted to come here because I saw that culture and I wanted to be a part of it. You know, it seemed like, you know, a good energy to be around. It's kind of hard to be Latavius Murray right now because you're the guy that's replacing Mark Ingram, who's basically one of the forefathers of the Saints culture. Mm-hmm. So for him, he has to come in and ball out. And you're talking about 6'3", 228. Good luck trying to stop him on 3rd and 1 with the motivation, you know, the idea that he's coming in and he's looking to win a ring because he's been in Minnesota. He's been undervalued pretty much everywhere he's been. And he's the forgotten man. When you have Kamara, who, you know, the teams are going to game plan against, you've got Michael Thomas, they're going to game plan against, Jared Cook, they're going to game plan against, and, of course, Ted Ginn, you got to always prepare for to go deep. Latavius Murray is not the guy you're game planning for. What does Sean Payton usually do? He will eat you alive with the guy that you're not looking for. Latavius Murray is going to be a dog this year. Dog. Let me say it again. Dog this year.
Again, and I think it's kind of cool. You got a little peek as to the relationship between him and Alvin Kamara. You wonder if Alvin Kamara, learning from Mark Ingram the way he was, being receptive, being open, trying to establish a relationship with Latavius Murray, being welcoming and all, you know. I mean, you hear Latavius saying, look, that guy is genuine. Like, he's like, what do you need to know? I'll help you and stuff like that. But he learned that from Mark.
Correct.
And now it seems like he's passing it on. Because in today's day and age, let's be honest, right? He could be looking at us like, this is my time. He can go AD.
Yeah.
He can go AD, but like, this is my time to shine. I am the number one back.
Who's going to be called probably the best running back in football this
year. That's what I'm getting at. And to hear a new back that just got here and is literally in his, you know, 6th practice with the team.
Correct.
He's saying, man, working with this dude's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
I think if you're a Saints fan, you got to like that because I think that's just who he is. You know, it's not a, you know. And not that I was ever worried, but I mean, look, a lot of times when you're the junior running back in that room, you yield.
Yeah, no question.
And it just seems like, okay, that's just who he is. He's fine. I think he's
comfortable in himself, so he doesn't have to.
Well, he knows the light comes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what a lot of these players, athletes don't understand. Limelight finds you.
No question.
You don't got to go searching for it. If you're that good, it'll find you.
No question.
It'll find you. You know, he's doing a little mock. Madden cover, little promo state. Am I on the cover and all that?
Yeah.
He's doing commercials. He's got his own line.
The 7-on-7 camp that he's holding.
Which, by the way, I hadn't touched on. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
That he's going out there and he's trying to get all these high schools and put on a 7-on-7 camp for himself.
Yeah, he does a lot of work with the high schools locally. I mean, I see him at Edna Carr games all the time. You know, he's all in about the high school scene. That's the one thing that certain players
about
across
that.
The
you don't
across
even
parking
see
lot.
Him. He's not tweeting it or Instagramming
he just
bringing attention.
Up.
He's just doing it.
And the one thing that, you know, certain players across the parking lot never did understand is he embraced himself. You know, he ingratiated himself in a culture. Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan was just at Greek Fest. I mean, you know, with the.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Does Alvin Kamara have to remotely show up to any of these high schools?
No! He's Alvin Kamara. He doesn't have to. He does it because that's what he's into.
You get what I'm getting at?
Yeah, it's genuine.
Yeah.
It's genuine. The same thing with Cam Jordan. I mean, these got Michael Thomas.
I'm trying
Thomas.
To think of how many players go to these, you know, because right now they just finished doing their spring games and stuff, these high
Correct.
Schools. And he's going to put on a 7-on-7 camp. There's only one reason 7-on-7 camps are so big. He wants these kids and he knows that's the way to get noticed.
Yep.
That's the way to get a college scholarship. Period. End of story.
No question about it. And he's hosting his own, which his name attached to it will generate, you know, the limelight that's needed.
Right.
I mean, that you can't say enough about this current crop of Saints players. You know, I mean, it's remarkable. But enough of all of that. Stop holding out on me, man. Tell me about your man crush.
All right. I'll take the quick break. We'll switch over to defense.
I want to know about your boo.
Look, again, I'm just saying I – Steal. S-T-E-A-L.
Does Anna know about her?
Steal.
That's all I want to know. Does Anna know that you're on a, you know.
Who would you say right now in the Peyton era?
Yeah.
And come back with it.
Okay.
Biggest draft steal in the Peyton era.
Okay. I think I got this.
Okay. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's Craig LeBlanc Toyota's Memorial Day sales event. Now through the 31st, our lowest prices on a huge inventory for 7 days only. Our goal? Sell 100 new Toyotas. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. Or buy a Craig LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. It's Appreciation Days at Craig LeBlanc Toyota's Memorial Day sales event now until May 31st. Shop now at CraigLeBlancToyota.com. Tundra Model 8239 MSRP 38449. $4,500 rebate. $959 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 290271A. Several to choose plus DTNL.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience. Give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save time and save money too. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. And at 5% savings when you buy in bulk, save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com. We offer job site delivery 7 days a week, so save even more time by having your order delivered. For the supplies you need to give your customers a fence they'll love. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Twist and Welcome back. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Jordan, the intern, has made his triumphant return. Sarah, there you go. Nothing. Not a...
She's on the phone.
Oh, she's on the phone. There we go. Well, Jordan, nice to see you. We just played some sound from Latavius Murray, Sean Payton as well. We're talking going into the break because I'm hoping that you don't make fun of me on this.
I will.
But, you know, Jordan may back me up, I think, on this notion. So a couple of weekends ago, after the draft, you had rookie minicamp. And there was a certain draft pick that just, you know, kind of stood out.
Yeah.
So before I get into them, I asked you, though, going into the break, who do you think would be the biggest steal in the draft? Is it Colston?
I think Colston. But I think it's 1 and 1A between him and Jahri Evans. Because I think Jahri has a chance, you know, to be Hall of Fame potential like
okay.
Jahri Evans. So I think that may be the thing that separates him. But Colston has to be that guy.
He's got receiving records.
Correct.
I mean, won a Super Bowl.
Correct.
Seventh round. I mean, it's going to be hard to beat.
Correct.
It is going to be hard to beat.
Especially who was like, I think he was like three picks right. from being Mr. Irrelevant.
Right. Especially, yeah. exactly, being yeah. that low, small school, all that it works. It's
correct.
He's probably going to have that title.
No doubt.
All right, so how do I say? Okay. He didn't have an interception today.
No.
Oh no. Okay, because what are you?
The guy that we're talking about, number 22.
Yeah.
He had a sack after you left.
Okay, see.
right. Look right, no, you talked about
no,
me. Look
on.
At you.
No, I'm just okay. All right, so here we go. He did what I watched. He didn't have a sack. I mean, he didn't have an interception.
Bum.
But no one was catching the ball on him. Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Little Humphrey one. Little Jordan wasn't catching the ball on him. Traquan Smith wasn't catching the ball on him.
No one was catching the ball on him. Hear me out. Just let me explain something to you.
Go for it.
All right. Dude's in hip pockets.
Yeah.
He's physical.
Yeah.
But he ain't handsy. See, one of the things I was trying to get to Jordan, I forgot to explain this to you. If you watch him, you can see like PJ and P-Rob showed up today because I was talking to a couple of the other guys there today. And I'm like, look, I don't know how 22 doesn't play. I have no idea how Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is not on the field this year for the Saints. And when I mean on the field, I'm talking about seeing a lot of action.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a package or two. Like, I'm just watching and I'm going, he's one of the best defensive backs on the field. Period, end of story, from a physical standpoint, from an understanding standpoint, and then they do this little drill. Special teams, normally it's a, what's going on, man? So where have you been eating lately? That's normally what you do on a special teams drill.
Correct.
Well, the Saints did something that was unique. Willie Fritz, head coach of the Tulane Green Wave, and a couple other coaches, the Saints are always very receptive and have coaches come out and hang out and observe.
Yeah.
And I see Willie Fritz walk down to the goal line. Now they're on the near field by the facility.
Okay.
And the drill is downing the ball and catching the punt.
Yeah.
Do I let it go? Do I, whatever. So there's only two players for the Saints catching it. It's Marcus Shirelles.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the guy that you got. Minnesota. Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, that's it. That's his thing.
And Ted Ginn. Now,
another guy that.
That's it.
Yeah.
You didn't have, like you saw last year, a round robin of like.
Yeah.
It was those two guys. Now, they kept rotating. What was really cool was they lined up at about the 10 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got the Jugs gun shooting the footballs up in the air at the 50.
Yeah.
But, so you had two guys trying to down the ball, the defensive backs, the special teamers, and you had Ginn about 2-3 standing at the 5.
Yeah.
So the guys trying to down it are at the 10. Ginn or Shirelles is at the 5-yard line.
Okay.
The second the ball goes, you know, you see the coach do it, you hear the noise. The two guys run straight to the goal line, turn around, try to locate the football, and try to down it if they let it go.
Gotcha.
And the guys trying to receive it, Shirelles or Ginn, making the decision, do I let it go or do I not? And the coaches are telling them, let it go. Catch it, whatever, which I think is fantastic because
no doubt about it.
Out of the entire play, instead of running downfield and tiring yourself out in this heat, the most important aspect of it is the very end.
Yeah.
Catch it, let it go, down it.
Correct.
That's it
yeah.
on both sides. There were some people that downed it.
Yeah.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson on his turn.
Yeah.
Ball goes up there, I don't know, good four feet. Just yeah. Bounces. It's going in the end zone.
Yeah.
Agility.
He goes straight to the goal line. Two hands, St. John Smith, Anthony Davis, let's call it Zion style. Just badow. Just straight back at the other guy down. Pump hits his chest, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, this guy, what can he not do? Like you're saying on the offensive side.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this kid is going to make a difference in special teams if he wants to. Yeah. I think this guy can play the nickel right now. If he wants to, he's going to pick up the game because P-Rob had to come back, Jordan, in the one-on-ones and make a play. And Aaron Glenn said, P-Rob, nice play, or something like that. Because Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's making play. I'm just saying, like P.J. Williams, man.
In trouble only on a one-year deal.
I'm just saying, when you'll see. You'll see. Yeah. When minicamp comes out there and you can get a chance to go out there if you want.
Yeah.
All 3 days will be open. Not just me. You'll see. When I say you'll see, your fans will see it.
Yeah,
maybe it's just me. I don't know, but what? Tell me about the sack. What was the sack? So now they brought him in.
He rushed
on pressure.
In. It was a pressure
right
play.
Right side, left side, up the middle.
It was left side.
Okay,
so he came around the corner and he just went right to the quarterback before.
Who was the QB?
I want to say it was Teddy. It was Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay. The minute that he was drafted, I texted you and I said, "Honey Badger 2.0."
You did.
That's who that guy reminds me
you
of.
You did. I mean,
he
again,
is a bigger version of Honey Badger, and he does it all.
It just seems to me like it's just. Am I lying? Am I exaggerating this, Jordan? Or does it just seem like he stands out?
No, he definitely stands. He was definitely the player, in my opinion. He was the player of the day today.
Okay, see, I didn't say it. I was trying to hold back on it.
No, you did not.
But I wanted somebody else's opinion. It just when you're sitting there, it's he does this, and then he does this. And you know this, and it's a bunch of maybe little things, but it's standing out. It's downing the ball. Yeah. It's a PBU over here. It's no one's getting separate. Okay, it's easy to see hands on a football breaking up a pass, right?
Correct.
What's the number one thing I went to you today, Jordan, while we were watching, that is the first thing I wrote down? I'm like, dude, why he's going to play? And I ran up to Bobby. I ran up to anybody that wanted to listen to me. It was because he cut off an out route. And had no chance.
Yeah.
The guy cuts off routes.
Yeah. That's,
and Drew Brees
that's
still
IQ.
Found a way to fit the ball
right.
in.
Right. But
which
even
was
still,
kinda, was crazy.
He cut off the route.
Yeah.
He anticipated or read the route and cut it off. There was no out route. It just stopped and the ball hit the grass.
Yeah.
Or another play later, it's an out and in. Well, there was just an in and not an out. I mean, it's just He breaks up the route, and it's not a pass interference. He's in the spot where your plant foot's going to be.
Yeah.
So when you plant, you're either stepping on his foot or you're stepping into his body. And then then the play is dead.
It's done.
It's over. And that's what I'm getting at is that, A, I never really see him off balance. All right? So the hips are turning in the right way. The movement in the body weight's going forward or backwards, wherever the play is moving. You don't really see him out of position. But more importantly, the guy is cutting off routes. You know, he's not even getting to the PBUs.
And I think that's why we saw a lot of incompletions today.
Right.
In second and third
Second
teams,
and third. I mean,
because it wasn't,
that's what I wrote. I told him. I said, other than Drew Brees, you couldn't get a quarterback to complete a pass today.
Because he only was in the second team drills. So, to your point, I think the only quarterback that could get it past him was Drew Brees today.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I can't wait. Because, I mean, I'm looking at it, and P-Rob can also play a little bit of that third safety role. So you can always move these guys around. And I think Gardner Johnson is definitely going to get a lot of snaps on the field because, I mean, you can't keep guys. Like, he has the work ethic of Michael Thomas. And I don't think I've said that about any rookie. Even Marshawn, when Marshawn first came in, the only thing that changed Marshawn's green light, to kind of flash on, was the idea that he got beat up by Michael Thomas the first few practices, and the Saints decided that they were going to put him on Michael Thomas every time from that point on. So you had no other choice but the iron sharpens iron type of mentality. That's what changed everything for Marshawn. Remember those first few practices and he couldn't do anything? This ain't the same thing. This dude's like day one, Michael Thomas, as if what would Brees say about Michael Thomas that first day that he did a hand signal and he didn't think Michael Thomas understood it,
right.
But he did. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing that's going on right now with Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Well, what I think, and I just go back again to the Aaron Glenn soundbite after the rookie minicamp, in which he said, we're trying to stress him.
Yeah.
We're trying to throw as much as we can so we know where our ceiling is and where we can go and kind of stop.
Yeah.
And last Thursday I said, hey, they threw them in with the ones.
Mm-hmm.
They probably wanted to see how you handle it with guys that know what they're doing.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. And what I saw today was an increase of some of that. But again, he's obviously with the twos all the time, but you're seeing him get mixed in there.
Yeah.
So I think they're slowly trying to see what he can do. But regardless, he's going to be on the special teams. And it was just nice to see this guy. Again, you kept seeing DB after DB after DB trying to break the ball in. You know, and it's the normal stuff. It's what you and I would look like doing. You know, falling backwards, going full matrix mode, trying to, you know, keep the ball in. He went right to the line. Jumped up, smacked it straight down, walked off like it was like,
this is what I do.
It just stood out. I know it sounds silly, but he's standing out to me. I don't know. I think they might have stolen a really good player in the fourth round. And I get it. It's the second OTA we saw. Let's see what happens. But I am excited about it. Once they put the pads on in August and you can get physical, and you can pop.
I think he gets a little better.
That's
when that
what
happens.
I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm better. Saying. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
You want to save a lot of money this summer? I mean a whole lot of money. Then look for the sticker and save during the summer sticker event at Barker Kia in Homer. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 19 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? Take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. With $4,500 off new Kia Sportages, $4,000 off new Kia Souls, and $5,500 off new Kia Sorentos. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia and Homer, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. Remember that strength and laughter.
19KTO36, MSRP 25025, 3,000 dealer discount, 2,000 custom cash. Stock number 19KO32, MSRP 2320, $2,000 dealer discount, 2,000 custom cash. 19KO6, MSRP 37440, $1,500 dealer discount, $3,000 custom cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Go to TTNLC dealer for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2019.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
This is Golic and Wingo.
So for anybody out there in any business you're in, if you're negotiating your contract and you have others, companies maybe in that same field that are looking at you possibly as well, go for the stay bonus. What do I mean by stay bonus? Well, Lincoln Riley's contract, as Trey mentioned, is now $6 million per year. And each year when the contract ends and the next day when the next year the contract begins, he gets a stay bonus of $700,000, which is, you're staying with us for another year? Here's $700,000.
And if you make it to the magical number of 2021, they will pay him an extra $1 million if he stays at Oklahoma after that date.
It looks like nice money because it's $700,000 each year up to 2021 and then $1 million. But if he goes to the NFL, I mean, dude is going to be in the top three, top five of top paid coaches right out of the gate.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know what? That's ridiculous. You know, Brian, you're a friend of mine, aren't you?
I try to be.
Yeah, you try to be. You
know, I pretend that I am.
Somebody that I consider a very good friend, at times maybe, you know, best friend. What's in the background right now? What do you hear?
Those look like chimps.
Yeah, monkey noises.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, almost the 1 year anniversary.
Almost the 1 year anniversary of Bubbles the Monkey.
Bubbles the Monkey.
When
Todd Graffanini once said that I'm basically Bubbles the Monkey when it comes to OTA, mini camp, and training camp coverage. Because basically, what was it? A monkey could do what I'm doing.
Correct.
It's basically his point.
Yeah.
Quote, I'm going to light you up like a Christmas tree if he gets cut.
Yeah.
Is he Adrian Arrington?
No, he's not AACUT. No, he's not Nick Toon.
I mean, Jordan, you've watched a couple of practices.
No, he's not getting cut.
Yeah, he's not getting cut. I actually think he's going to get somebody cut.
It wouldn't surprise me. I think Ken Crawley might as well, you know, start looking for a new resident.
I think he's one of those guys. I'm just telling you right now, and I'll take that bet, Todd. You name it. Beverage of your choice. I've had a beverage of my choice with you today,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, can't wait till you lose that.
I'm going to have two beverages.
I've got a beverage of choice. So I know exactly. Maybe I should make you drink it. Maybe that should be the bet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Maybe I should.
You make it.
Maybe I should pick the drink for you.
Do you want to go smoker's cough? Is that what I'm hearing?
Ooh, yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I'm thinking that. It might go that way.
Smoker's cough.
I'm thinking it's possible. I'm not going to say yes yet.
Let me tell you how confident I am that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson will not be cut. I absolutely will put on the line one smoker's cough between me and Todd.
Wow. That's high confidence.
Two smoker's coughs.
Two smoker's coughs.
Two smoker's
Make it
coughs.
Four.
Are you going to go Augie? Would you go Augie?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't do that to Todd.
Okay.
Because right now he's drinking two, if he accepts.
Graff ain't no chicken.
Because he is not getting cut.
No, he's not getting cut.
I actually think it wouldn't be surprising to me if you don't find whether it's a three safety package of some sort that they put him in or multiple DB like a dime, like you're saying, just another one in there. The fact that Jordan said now that you saw him in pressure today, because we hadn't seen that just yet.
Yeah.
We just seen him in coverage. Again, it's what I just said. They're increasing the workload. They're increasing to see what he can and can't do. It's installations. Let's see what he can and can't do.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I understand, and I prefaced it. It's early.
Yeah.
It's May. I understand it. But my point is, all we can do, just like the coaches right now, is evaluate whatever is being stood out. Right? So, when you look at it, and you look at practice, okay, who are the guys that are standing out? Who are the guys that are making the plays? Who are the guys that are flying around? You heard Sean Payton today, Jordan, say the level of competition today. It's spirited. The workouts are spirited and stuff. And I think it goes back, Brian, to a point I've been making. You only have, 9 weeks instead of 14 now?
Yeah.
And when you get back here at the end of July, start of August.
It's go time.
Okay? You got 2 weeks to figure it out, rotation-wise, if you want to get it. And the Saints aren't there. The Saints right now, they play a game Sunday. I think we both could put on paper who the starters are.
Yeah.
We both could probably put the second unit in. We could talk rotations and we can talk packages right now. The Saints have a playoff roster. They have some additions to it, and they need to work out maybe here or there a rotation. And
correct.
I'm talking about that third receiver, which is why I brought it up.
Third receiver,
if
third
you've got Kamara
back,
getting it, Murray getting passes at the backfield, Jarrett Cook's going to get your passes, you got Ginn and Thomas. Okay, so I'm good there.
Yeah.
Health is going to determine our rotation on the offensive line.
Correct.
Breeze
we know
is
who
my
the starters are. Yeah.
Good there. Defensive line. I just told you today, you saw Edwards and Davenport, and then it was Onyemata and Malcolm Brown. That's what they had at the front four. You know your linebackers already. You saw it today in 7-on-7. It's Klein and DeMario Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, you're ready to go. Yeah. So I think it is spirited in that you're trying to get your work in right now and then get ready for the start of the season.
To that season, baby. To that season.
That's ridiculous.
It took a miracle twice.
Think he's going to get cut.
It took a miracle twice.
Todd has no faith No faith in my observations.
Can we make it a three-peat of bad calls and bad plays happening to
the
Saints?
How about we don't do that? That's all the time we have for Jordan. Brian, thank you.
You got it.
Appreciate it as always. Todd, we love you. And thanks for tuning us in. Matt Moscone, after further review, is up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You've been listening to The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.